You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And it's Monday, and it's, what, Eclipse Day? Oh, my God, eclipse. We've never had an eclipse before. Holy hell, stop the world. We're going to have an eclipse. I'm really surprised that the radical left has not said that the reason why we have this eclipse is because of climate change. I'm not kidding. I'm really actually kind of surprised. And I would merely actually not surprised that the left would say, you know, that we need to ban shadows. We need to ban shadows altogether to prevent the eclipse from happening. And then I realized, well, I guess the left has always been in favor of shadow banning. Ba-dum, gee, thank you very much. I'll be here all week. I just wrote that like 3 seconds ago, and I'm kind of regretting that I did it. It kind of like passed to the other side of the sun. Yeah, we got a big solar eclipse. I went up this morning to the grocery store and got the last three pairs of these goggles they're selling for $1.99, and there were three of them left, and I'm not going to be outside because I'm going to be on the air when this happens, so y'all have to tell me about it, right? I'm going to be in the studio, not watching. I'm doing this for you. I am missing history to entertain you. I want you to know that. So I'm going to sell the other pair for $500. It's on eBay right now. So $500, the pair of goggles that Rob Carson would have worn had he not been working today. I think it could be as big as Trump's basketball shoes. I think it could be really gigantic. Anyway, I made this analysis this morning on Twitter, and I'll just go ahead and play it for you. This is me, by the way. Here it is.
Hey, guys. Good morning, and happy Eclipse Day to you. Do you know what the climate change and the solar eclipse have in common?
What?
They're both caused by the sun, and we can't do about either one of them.
There you go. Okay.
So if you think spending trillions of dollars to control the climate is actually money well spent, you're a doofus. Have a great day, and I will...
There you go. Yeah, they're both caused by the sun, and we can't do bleep about either one of them. That's the case. That is the case. But I was thinking about this morning. I'm waxing a little philosophical here because, you know, our existence is very strange, you must admit. We're kind of just born. Soon after we're born, we find out we're going to die. That's kind of weird. You're like, whoa, hold on a second. And then you find out that we're on a speck of dust in the middle of an infinite space filled with all sorts of burning stuff and star formation and galaxies. I mean, honestly, it's weird, right? Our existence is freaking weird when you really think about it. You know, you can exist down here on Earth, and I'm going to go to the dollar store and all that. But in the grand scheme of things, we're nothing. We're nothing. And isn't it crazy that the distance from the Earth to the moon... My mic just crapped out on me. I apologize. I don't know why that is. It just gave me a problem a few seconds ago. I have a problem with microphones. But that said, let me crank down this volume and adjust for the new microphone. Here we are. 1, 2, 3. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what it is with broadcast microphones and my voice. Maybe they just don't like me. Anyway, we are exactly the right distance from the Earth to the moon, and then the right distance between the moon and the sun to make sure that the shadow of the moon exactly matches the diameter of the sun when it passes in front of it. That's pretty weird, right? And then, you know, the other weird thing? The other weird thing is that when the Earth's shadow is cast on the moon, it's the exact same size as the moon itself. So it does the same thing on the other side. Isn't that kind of weird? I would venture to say that's really weird. And if you're, down with intelligent design like I am, I would say, thank you, God, for doing this. It's kind of a cool thing, kind of a cool visual effect. And it's going to be happening here very shortly. And Jim Gossett did a special song for you.
Ain't no sunshine afternoon. When the moon gets in the way, ain't no sunshine this afternoon. The eclipse is coming soon. Better look the other way. Eclipse is like climate change.
Can't do nothing about it.
It's nothing that man can control. Global warming don't exist, but the liberals all insist that we ban all gas and coal. No big deal for Democrats. They're in darkness anyway. Democrats can't see the light. To them, it's always night, like an eclipse every day.
Yeah, they're going to try and pass shadow banning today so the eclipse doesn't happen again. Oh, by the way, several New York school districts letting students out early or staying home altogether on Monday due to the upcoming solar eclipse. How stupid is this? Like, kids have had enough time to be off because of COVID and all sorts of other nonsense. Yeah, they say that the state's third largest public school district in the city of Buffalo has told both students and teachers not to come to class so they can watch the solar eclipse. How about you just go outside because there's this thing called recess, or do like I did in seventh and eighth grade, or whatever the hell. I think it was eighth grade. We actually looked out the window. It's kind of weird how that happens, but now they had to have the day off. And by the way, the peak is predicted at 3:18 p.m. So a little bit after the show here ends, so I'll be able to go outside at its height. Is that perihelion? For some reason, I'm thinking perihelion. Is that the word for the total eclipse? Perihelion? Or is my brain just vomiting out stuff that I learned in middle school? Not sure sometimes, actually. I'm really not sure. So there we got that. Other than just giving kids and staff a day off to see the last solar eclipse visible in the U.S. until 2044, district officials have said they want to avoid injury and liability. When did this become a big deal? You know, Indiana is becoming the world's largest Burning Man festival, I think, is what's going on. People are going to Indiana, and they're buying out bed and breakfasts and all that stuff. And Airbnbs, because everybody's got to see this thing. I don't know. I live on the Kansas side of Kansas City. I'm just going to, I don't know, maybe if it's, I'll go out at the end of the show and see what happens. But the U.S. intelligence officials are warning violence targeting mass gatherings. As millions gather to watch the eclipse, did you hear about this? Oh, yeah, yeah. Joe Biden's open border, where we allowed millions of people completely unvetted from where they're from or what they've done in their past or everything. Could be terrorists, could be anybody at all. Nobody knows. Everybody. Charles Manson could be alive. Come across the southern border, be allowed to come right in because there's no screening at all. And I'm very serious about this. So anyway. The U.S. State Department says that mass gatherings such as sporting events, concert venues, or houses of worship in the United States, you should be prepared. Yeah, it says here, U.S. citizens to stay away from large gatherings. This is right after March the 7th when Russia was attacked for 48 hours due to imminent plans from extremists. So, you know, they know there's something going on. We're just trying to figure out why the hell they let them in. Where they let them in. Another phenomenon that happens on Earth. I don't know if you about this, but they're called earthquakes. And Christine Amira Khalil, running with the Green Party in the state of New Jersey, she blamed the earthquake last week in New York and New Jersey and all that on on climate change. Of course she did. She said, I experienced my first earthquake in New Jersey. We never get earthquakes. The climate crisis is real. The weirdest experience. She has since taken it down because she's an idiot. She just showed everybody in the world she's a complete idiot. And this is how people responded online. New Jersey sits on a fault line, has nothing to do with climate change. Okay, sure. It's been on that climate line dating back 200 million years, so apparently it couldn't have been the climate change. New Jersey, by the way, straddles the Ramapo Fault, a significant ancient crack in the Earth's crust, the longest fault in the Northeast. Did you know that? Bet you didn't. And no matter how many SUVs or EVs you drive, it isn't going to make any difference. So during the last 230 years or so, New Jersey has been the epicenter for about 170 earthquakes. nothing to do with climate change. Although Reuters blamed climate change for the plight of, did you know this? Last week they literally wrote a story about this. Reuters blamed climate change for the plight of transgender sex workers in Indonesia. And I mean, when I think of climate change, that's the first people who I think could be affected. It's going to be women, minorities, and transgender sex workers in Indonesia. Those are the ones who always get hit by everything. They just, honestly, can things suck anymore for women, minorities, and transgender sex workers in Indonesia? For God's sake. Hell, they might even be hurting because of the solar eclipse. This eclipse could be putting them out of work today. The transgender sex workers in Indonesia may not be able to turn tricks today because of the eclipse. Okay. So anyway, many of them are complaining about the country's lengthy monsoon season. The country's lengthy monsoon season affecting their ability to attract clients. Apparently, one of the prostitutes says, no one is coming out during the longer rainy season. It's very hard to make money during that unpredictable weather. And you throw in the darned eclipse, and, you know, transgender sex workers in Indonesia are just having a hard time. Can we just pray for them real quick? There you go. Yeah. Let's do that. Oh, Joe Biden was out this weekend. I don't know if you knew this. Joe Biden went to Baltimore on Friday. Now, a lot of the times, Joe Biden miraculously finds a connection to the people who he's around. When he's at a truck factory, he says he drives a truck. When he's talking to a bunch of Puerto Ricans, he suddenly was raised by Puerto Ricans. When he's in a black church, he says, oh, yeah, I used to go to a black church right after I got out of Catholic church on Saturday morning or Sunday morning or whatever. Let me see what else. Oh, he's been Latino. Let me see what else. And this weekend, apparently, we went to a brick factory a week or two ago, and apparently his great-great-great-grandfather used to work at the brick factory. But he apparently had a whole bunch of his ancestors worked as watermen in the bay near Baltimore. So listen to this here.
By the way, folks, say to my dad, Dad, they're mispronouncing Balmer. My dad and Biden.
Oh, you know, he mispronounced Baltimore and called it Balmer. That means he's really close to us here in Balmer. No, everybody in and around Baltimore says Balmer.
Please sit down. The Biden family goes all the way back to being watermen in this bay for a long, long time, back in the mid-1800s.
There you go. So the Biden family, they were watermen in the bay in Baltimore. So he has a real connection to the bay. Yeah, and then last week we found out he was Greek. We found out he was actually Greek. Here's the president last week.
One of the things that I learned early on was that I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real.
Sure you did.
In the heart. And real. And the church there as well.
Maybe there were Greek watermen in the bay in Baltimore. I don't even know. But we put together a little montage of Joe Biden and his connection with real people, because he's done everything. His ancestors did everything.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and heavily Italian, Polish community.
And I can say I got raised in the black church. I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture, probably went to shul more than many of you.
He's a Jew too.
The background of my family is Irish American. Not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I might say raised in the synagogue of my state.
Yeah, Jewish, Palestinian,
Polish, or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised. Like so many Americans of
of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's right. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hardworking people, the middle class.
I'm thinking if he speaks in front of a group of transgenders, he's going to say he used to be a woman. I don't know. Maybe it could happen. It wouldn't surprise me. All right. So here's the deal. The number is open, 800-922-6680. We got a lot of stuff to get to, including the Iowa women's basketball team. They did not win, but the coach of their opponent says that men competing women is absolutely cool. We've got something I think you're really going to enjoy. What I have said, called a great awakening, is being called something else. I'll explain, and it's real, and it's real, and it's positive. And that all is coming up. And this, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information, or to get started opening your account.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
And it is Eclipse Monday. Oh, my God in heaven. We've never experienced anything like this. I'm sure that network television will be covering it cover to cover. Well, actually, they have been. And that's cool. That's cool. It's kind of neat. It's kind of cool. I went and got my X-ray gogs this morning. Actually, those were something that I ordered a long time ago when I was a little kid. And they didn't work as promised, by the way. They did not. And I was hoping for, you know, be able to see through clothing and stuff. You guys remember that, don't you? Maybe you Gen Xers. For the X-ray goggles. By the way, Donald Trump had a huge announcement with regard to abortion. All right, because, you know, everybody's concerned about abortion. You know, women are concerned about abortion. Donald Trump's going to take the ability to abort, you know, and all of that stuff. And, you know, forget the fact that groceries have gone up 50% and all that. You know, abortion, 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 abortion. Well, here is Donald Trump with his major announcement on abortion. Surely he wants women to die in coat hanger abortions in alleys across the entire country in mass, because it certainly has happened since Roe v. Wade went away. My God, you can't even get through a news day without hearing all the dozens of women being dying in back alley abortions. Or, no, it never happened. And it was always a giant lie. Well, here's what he had to say, and this is how I feel about it.
We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America.
No, I thought the Republicans didn't want the IVF. That was the big thing, and which is stupid. And it's also a lie.
Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, yeah, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans,
yes,
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby.
There you go.
What could be more beautiful or better than that?
Mm-hmm.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month.
That's true.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state.
Oh, there you go, right there. So he's leaving it up to the states. That's what I said when they got rid of Roe v. Wade. Return it to the states. Kaboom. If you live in a state that is a lot of abortions up to, you know, much further than you would like, then you need to work very hard to affect legislation or move from that state. You know, and I can't help it that people in Ohio, for some reason, are down with much later term abortions. But there you go. There's the big statement. That's called middle ground. All right, that's called middle ground. Let's go to Randall in Pacific Grove. Randall, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind right now?
Yeah, you'll have to forgive me, Rob, because I'm really under the weather today. Yeah. That means it's a bright, sunny day. I'm feeling fine. The sky is clear as a bell. Unfortunately, it looks like all the lunar, solar worshipers with magical thinking aren't going to maybe get the full load of their totality, but I wanted to compare that to the magical thinking of the global warmers, global bench warmers. It's the same magical thinking as people that think there's really something magical about the eclipse and all that stuff.
Yes.
And also, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention that there was this...
Seconds.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. The way the radical left provokes every American, including the left... And they complain that we're right-wing extremists. We're getting more and more dangerous all the time, and you hear nothing but that. They're the ones that are creating the extremists. They're creating
they are.
A reaction.
Of course. Of course they are.
Correct.
That's the way it's been. That's the way it's...
Why are they complaining about what they are causing? I need a logical explanation if it's even possible.
Well, Randall, here's the problem. You use the word logical and left in the same sentence, and they can't exist. They are mutually exclusive, Randall. You should know that by now. 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is a Monday edition of the Rob Carson Show. It is eclipse day. At the top of the hour, I guess, is when it's going to start hitting. I was noticing the trajectory. It's going to start going over, oddly enough, Eagle Pass, where all the illegals were coming across. And then it's going to go up over Austin, just glance off of San Antonio. It's going to move up. It goes over to Rush Limbaugh's home, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. That was kind of cool there. Right over Little Rock. So you're going to see it all there in Little Rock, although a lot of these places are going to be covered with clouds. Goes due in Indianapolis, Indiana right there, then goes into Ohio, misses Cincinnati, and goes up toward Lake Erie. Cleveland. Cleveland's been in the dark for a very long time, particularly their football team. And so then it goes up into, just glances off the tip of New Hampshire, then into Maine, where the Maine cabin masters do all their work, and then they goes through British Columbia and off to sea. So there you go. That's what's going to happen today. The solar eclipse is happening today, so... big deal. Woo, yay. Here's something kind of big, actually. The latest U.S. job market report, we talked about it on Friday, and I did a little video on the Twitter. The government sector saw an increase of 71,000 jobs. So there's jobs that don't produce or create anything. They just regulate stuff. That's what they do. And then manufacturing showed zero growth. Nothing. Nobody's building nothing. Particularly new dishwashers, because I've been waiting for a dishwasher now for a week. Additionally, part-time jobs rose by 691,000. Who's been telling you that that part-time jobs are what is driving the economy? Because people are having to work a second or a third job. I was at the Walmart this weekend and talking to the lady, the cashier. She's an older woman in her 70s working there. And she said, if you would have told me this when I was in my 30s, I never would have believed the country would be in this shape. She's not a Trump supporter, by the way. She doesn't like Donald Trump. She does not. And yeah, I learn all these things from cashiers at Walmart. But anyway, yeah, she came out of retirement to work this. She says, I never thought I'd have to do this. But she's doing it. There you go. So you got your part-time jobs rose by $691,000. Full-time jobs only decreased by 6,000. Yeah, there you go. And then there's another big problem. It looks like a whole lot of foreign-born workers, like illegal aliens, are snatching up the rest of the jobs. Yeah? So they were bragging about the March jobs report, 300,000 payrolls and all that. Job creation in March easily topped expectations to the sign of continued acceleration for what has been a bustling and resilient labor market. One problem, native-born Americans are being frozen out of the workforce. Foreign-born workers, including illegals, got the majority of the jobs. The 300,000 non-farm payrolls added in March are all part-time. There you go. There's your Biden economy. And then I had to laugh because ABC decided to do a report. And Michael Strahan, he does the morning show there, and he's a nice enough guy, I guess, you know. But he had to do this idiotic thing on tips you can save money on when your money doesn't go very far and you're really broke because of Joe Biden's economy. I always hate TV that leads into this tips thing, you know. Whenever TV is desperate for content, they go, hey, let's get an expert on with some tips for something. I hate that. I just hate it. It's like, hey, coming up, tips for saving money on your taxes. Hey, coming up, tips for what? Just shut up. I don't want your tips. Thank you. But here is Michael Strahan talking about grocery store sticker shock. And by the way, if you look at a lot of the goods, you know, you're being sold a bill of goods. You're thinking that inflation has only been 17%. If you do any grocery shopping like I do, or if you're one of those guys who looks for the yellow sticker and buys the stuff that's about to go bad and all that, you know, because I still shop like a poor person, by the way. But if you shop like a poor person, or even your average middle-class family, or maybe people on a fixed income, it is terrible right now to buy groceries. It's terrible to buy everything. And that's why so many people are living on their credit cards. But here's a report from ABC about grocery store sticker shock.
According to new data that first appeared in the Wall Street Journal and obtained by ABC News, prices for hundreds of food items have jumped more than 50% since 2019. Rebecca, you have more, including how you can turn back time on your grocery bill, which is very important. So let's take a look at what $100 got you in 2019 and what it gets you now.
And the visual is what really creates the contrast. Mm. So this is 20.
Oh, I see the visual every time I go to the grocery store. And I notice that just the bottom of the cart, that's $150.
19, Michael. This is what you got in 2019 for $100. Come over here. This is the current day. What you get.
It shows about two-thirds for you visually needing the visual.
And you see, there's an entire section over here that's missing because you're getting about 30% less these days for your money. So
wow.
Back then, you could have done the frozen food, some meat, some hot dogs, some steaks, some strawberries. You see, that's missing from over here because $100 then will now cost you about $130. So you wanted to buy all of that then. Today, it would cost you $130.
Wow.
If your budget is $100, then you're still...
Have your wages gone up 30% in 3 years? Anybody? Anybody out there get a 10% per annum raise? Or in this case, if you want to be honest, let's look at 15%. Let's look at 17%, because that's what the annual inflation really is. I wouldn't even doubt it's more than that. Because I look at some of the items that I buy, and I know exactly what they cost. I know exactly what everything that I buy costs then and costs now. And I will tell you, it's a whole hell of a lot more than 17%. Here's Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer on CNBC, and he's talking to a Biden mouthpiece about inflation, and he even doesn't believe the nonsense about the jobs report.
Will you please disclose how many work permits you've issued? We don't know. The economists don't know. We also don't know what's the real numbers, because the Census Bureau has not accounted for immigrants properly.
Weird.
Can you give us a sense on work permits right here, right now?
Yeah, so I can't give you any specific numbers. I'm looking at the jobs market from this morning. You're looking at the same numbers. What we see is that the employment to population ratio is very strong.
Yeah, you're being lied to. That should be fairly obvious. And they thought they could get away with it. They were able to get away with it with the school closures and COVID nonsense and Russia collusion and Hunter Biden's laptop. But you're the one who has to pay your bills. They really thought they could get away with it. It's like, oh, yeah, just tell them that the economy's great. Just tell America that the economy's great. And you know it isn't. You know it isn't. Michael Steele used to be a Republican. Used to be, I don't even know, man. I knew Michael Steele when he was the RNC chair. I knew him in Washington, D.C. He'd occasionally correspond with me. I saw him backstage meeting Rush Limbaugh. We had a great chat and all of that stuff, but he's gone bat guano crazy And I think in the Biden economy, souls become a lot cheaper to buy. And Michael Steele clearly sold his. Here's Michael Steele trying to do a fluff job on Joe Biden's economy.
Jobs up over 300,000 last month. Certainly, you know, prices are still high, but they weren't as high as they were a year ago. How do you make that conversation help the country turn with the economy into the good times?
Well, first and foremost, you need people listening to the report or watching it to have enough money to make it to payday. That's the one way you do it. You have enough money to pay your bills. Other than that, go right ahead.
Well, I appreciate that because, well, one of the things we say is good news is good news. And there's just no way to look at what's been going on since President Biden came into office and look at the numbers month after month and not say that Biden's economic policies are working.
They sound like North Korean media, don't they? The dear leader is doing a wonderful job. All of our needs are being accounted for. The dear leader is wonderful. Meanwhile, the people are starving. Meanwhile, the people, are being oppressed. First Amendment rights, you can't say anything that government disagrees with. But the dear leader says everything is good.
Just take a step back to where we were just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? The COVID was raging. The unemployment rate was skyrocketing.
Yeah, because the government closed down all the businesses and stuff.
People didn't know if they were going to get toilet paper or baby formula.
That's because of the supply chain crisis.
And today, as you say, people who are in the labor market, meaning they're looking for jobs and they're finding jobs. And this is...
No, they're not. That's a lie.
All apart. And real wages are up, meaning that, for the present...
Yeah, but they're not matching inflation, and that's a big problem. Okay. Honestly, it's just, we're not stupid. We are not stupid, by the way. Absolutely ridiculous.
If you're anything like me, you have a certain tendency to put things off until the very last minute. When I get my car inspected, for some reason, I always wait till the last minute, the last day. When I pay Ironhead, I always wait till the last minute. And while most of the time it works out, the one thing in life you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, well, I'll look into that later. No, this isn't something you can wait on. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, so you'll find out if you're approved instantly. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. So go to ladderlife.com/Jerry today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladderlife.com/Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y, ladderlife.com/Jerry.
There is some momentum on the Trump side of things. You know about this? Yeah, yeah. Kind of moving. And the Democrats are also panicking a little bit about, oddly enough, RFK Jr. I told you this. I said that RFK Jr. was going to draw numbers from Joe Biden's campaign. A, because his ticket with his new VP is very left of center. It is essentially the green ticket. It's bat guano crazy, an environmental bananas. That's going to attract young people. The fact that RFK Jr. does not have dementia will attract people from the Democrat Party, from the Democrats to RFK from Joe Biden. And the fact that his running mate is not an idiot. Those three things, left of center, no dementia, no idiot, are going to mean that he's going to take some votes. And that's why here is MSNBC saying that RFK ought to just drop out of the race. Just like the no labels, they decided they're not going to do a candidate. RFK should just drop out of the race.
Look, Robert Kennedy Jr. has the same math and the same path to zero victory in the presidential election that no labels had. And no labels just did the right thing this week. And that is a great thing for democracy. And we expect Robert Kennedy Jr. should do the same.
Boy, you combine this and Joe Biden saying that RFK Jr. can't have Secret Service protection. And it's like they're almost trying to get rid of him or something.
There is, as you said at the top of the last moment there, Allie, there is no pathway for a third party presidential candidate in this two party system to secure the 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. The only
if they were concerned that Trump was taking, or I should say that RFK's ticket was taking Trump voters, they wouldn't be saying a thing. They are in panic mode.
Pathway a third party candidate has in the United States at the presidential level is to actually serve as a spoiler. And in 2024.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, okay, let him run. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is Steve Bannon. He was on a Showtime documentary called The Circus, and I'm going to get into this. But he was being grilled by a lib and about Mike Davis possibly becoming Donald Trump's attorney general. I want you to listen to Steve Bannon's reaction. It's priceless, and this is why so many libs and the deep state are terrified that Donald Trump is going to become the president.
Mike Davis. Here's what he suggested were the top priorities for Trump's attorney general. One, fire the deep state executive branch. Two, indict the whole Biden family. Three, deport 10 million people, kids in cages. It will be glorious. Four, detain people at Gitmo. Five, pardon every January 6th defendant.
Yes.
What do you think about that five-step plan?
I think
plan?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
All five?
It. All five. We're going to start the largest deportation program in history. All
Ding.
10 million must leave.
You're saying that it's about people's gut feelings, it's about people's lived experiences. You think somebody that's struggling right now in the economy cares about firing random deep state people, indicting Joe Biden?
Yes.
There's many things you
brother,
can.
Tim, deporting
did
people?
Did I say that's all they're going to do? That's Mike Davis would probably be the attorney general.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because we want a little retribution action. We want to be people to be fired for what they did to us. You betcha. We want a lot of people fired in the federal government. We want them investigated and everything. And we want every illegal deported from the country. How cool is that? Yeah, yeah. I saw this thing this week. It was very funny. Libs of TikTok found this young left-leaning person, and they were running through Donald Trump's agenda. And everything she said thought that everybody would think is negative. But everything she says as a negative about Donald Trump are something the majority of the American people want, so she accidentally made a campaign ad for Donald Trump. Listen to this.
I wonder what Trump will actually do if he gets back into office. You don't have to speculate, because he calls his plan Agenda 47. And
yeah.
Spoiler alert,
yeah.
It's scary as shit.
Okay.
Here's some of the worst ideas we're in store
we
for if he wins in November.
All right.
One, attacking immigration. Trump's anti-immigration policies will be even worse the second time around. He's
yeah.
promised to end birthright citizenship, enlist an army to round up, and deport millions of undocumented
Yay. Go. Yes.
immigrants, and deploy thousands of U.S. troops to the southern border.
Love
Two,
it.
Criminalizing LGBTQIA plus Americans. Trump says he'll ban gender-affirming care for trans kids.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And prevent schools from helping kids through their transition.
Oh, good.
He forbids schools from even teaching anything about sex and gender that diverges from the far right's idea of the nuclear family.
There you
Three,
go.
Overhauling education.
Yeah.
Agenda 47 includes huge changes to the education system.
Yeah,
he wants
good.
To give huge benefits for homeschooling to indoctrinate kids with Christian nationalism.
Love it.
Incentivize teachers to carry guns in their classrooms.
Why not? Sure.
Further crack down on affirmative action and destroy crucial DEI departments.
Destroy DEI? You see what she's doing?
Four, restoring racist crime policies. Criminal legal system reform will be off the table if Trump becomes president. He promised to bring back racist policies like stop and frisk and other ineffective and discriminatory...
Oh, no, they were very effective and they weren't discriminatory at all. She didn't even realize that she just made an ad for Donald Trump. on the other side of the break, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes set a major record on Friday night. Unfortunately, they lost yesterday. And I'll share her opposing coach's view on transgender athletes competing with women. It doesn't make a lot of sense. This is the Rob Carson Show.
When I've had a chance to go around the country in recent weeks in places like Clark County, Nevada, the voter intensity and support for President Trump is deep. And as you know, it cuts across, you know, all demographics.
This is Governor Doug Burgum of North Carolina, who used to be running for president, now is supporting Donald Trump.
We're seeing right now where Trump is winning with groups that he was by larger margins than he ever has been before. But part of it is because the citizen, the average person that's working, they know that under Joe Biden's inflation, if they've got savings, they've lost 30% of its value, and they know that it's costing more to put food on the table, gas in their car, pay for their electric bill.
That's kind of funny because Michael Steele, he says everything's cool. We just don't know how good it is. Or maybe they're just lying to you. Yeah, I'm thinking they're just lying to you. By the way, there is, you know, I told you that hillbillies and homeboys and Hebrews and Democrats and Republicans and liberals and conservatives are coming together to save our country. They are calling it something new. There's a guy named Santiago Pliego, and he's calling it a vibe shift. I'm going to share that next hour. There's a vibe shift, and it's a really positive thing happening in our country, a vibe shift. It's pretty awesome. So the Iowa Hawkeyes ended up losing yesterday to South Carolina. You know, I would have rather had Iowa win, but whatever. And it was exciting. The game on Friday night was spectacular, an unbelievable game, most watched basketball game. ESPN ever. Semifinal clash, 14.2 million viewers. Unbelievable. UConn and of course, Iowa. And by the way, the last 0.7 seconds of the game were fantastic. And then, of course, South Carolina ended up beating my Iowa Hawkeyes. Women's basketball coach Dawn Staley was asked her opinion about trans inclusion in women's sports. And what she said makes no sense at all.
I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play.
Okay, so I would like to see, honestly, I would like to see this, not to hurt any female athletes, but I would like a team of, let's just say, if you took the 500 men's NCAA basketball players, or how many there are in the NCAA, Division I, let's go Division II, and you take the numbers 480 to 500, and you put them up against all of the top 20 women in the NCAA, and what would happen? The women would get beaten badly. That's just the way it is. What she said makes zero sense, and let me explain why. I made this comment this weekend. Where are the athletes, transgendered men, clamoring to get into locker rooms with biological men? Where are the transgender female athletes clamoring to try out for the NBA and NFL and all the professional sports and or college sports and anything that has to do with speed or strength? Oh, yeah, they don't exist. It's all a scam, and this idiot just played into it. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, hour number two. Donald Trump dares Judge Marchand to throw him in jail. The vibe shift in America and the casualty and famine numbers of the Palestinians are made up, and the aid workers' deaths are another hospital bombing moment meant to set the world on fire. Yeah, it's true, and it's coming up next.